1 Samuel chapter 13. Saul picked 3,000 men. He left 2,000 of them with him in Michmash and in the hill country of Bethel, and he sent 1,000 with his son Jonathan to Gibeah in Benjamin. The rest of the men Saul sent home. Jonathan killed the Philistine commander in Geba, and all the Philistines heard about it. Then Saul sent messengers to call the Hebrews to war. He did this by blowing their trumpet throughout all the land. All the Israelites were told that Saul had killed the Philistine leader and that the Philistines hated them. So the people responded and came to join Saul at Gilgal. The Philistines assembled to fight the Israelites. With them were 30,000 war chariots, 6,000 horsemen, and as many soldiers like the grains of sand on the seashore. They went to Michmash, which is just to the east of Beth-Aven, and they encamped there. And then they attacked the Israelites, putting them in an awful situation, and some of the Israelites hid in caves and holes, or in the rocks and pits and even down wells. Others crossed the Jordan River into the area of Gad and Gilead. Saul remained at Gilgal, and the people with him trembled for fear. He waited 7 days for Samuel, as Samuel had told him to do, but Samuel didn't come. And the people began to go away from Saul, so he said to them, "Bring me the burnt offerings and the peace offerings." And he offered a burnt offering. And just as he was finishing, Samuel came. Saul went out to meet him and welcomed him. But Samuel said, "What have you done?" Saul replied, "Well, the people were going away from me. And you hadn't come when you said you were going to come. And as well as that, the Philistines are gathering together at Michmash. So I thought the Philistines are going to attack me in Gilgal, and I haven't inquired of the Lord for his favour. So I was forced to offer a sacrifice." "You have done foolishly," Samuel replied. "You have disobeyed the commandment of the Lord your God. If you had obeyed, he would have let you and your family after you rule Israel forever. But now your kingdom will not continue. Because you have disobeyed him, the Lord is now going to search for a man after his own heart and will make him the ruler of his people." Samuel left Gilgal and went on his way. The rest of the people followed Saul as he went to join his soldiers. They went from Gilgal to Gibeah in Benjamin. Saul numbered his men, and he had 600. There was Saul, his son Jonathan, and their men, and they camped in Geba in Benjamin. The Philistine camp was at Michmash. The Philistine soldiers were going out on raids from their camp in three groups. One went towards Ophrah, the other went towards Beth Horon, and the other went out to the border that overlooks the valley of Zeboim in the wilderness. There were no smiths or blacksmiths in Israel because the Philistines stopped the Hebrews from making their own swords and spears. If the Israelites wanted to get their ploughs, hoes, axes, or sickles sharpened, they had to go down to the Philistines. And they were charged a small coin for sharpening axes and repairing ox goads, and two small coins for sharpening ploughs or hoes. And so in the day of battle, the Israelites had no swords or spears apart from with Saul and his son Jonathan. So you can see how weak Israel had become. And you remember when they went into the land, they were promised every victory, that God would drive out all these tribes. But they failed to make use of that. And they found these tribes too strong for them. And at Joshua's time, they didn't destroy all the tribes. They let them remain. They married them. They got involved with them. And so now, all these years later, those tribes have become strong. And they were governing, really, over Israel. And they were stronger than Israel. But because they didn't have any swords and metal weapons, that's why they became very good at using slings. And that's why David was so good at using a sling, and that's how he came to kill Goliath. So God works through all this weakness all the time.